It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events,
sports,
art,
entertainment,
food topics, automotive topics,
relationships.
It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
And welcome, everybody, to the BTS Mix Show. I'm your host, Doc Hancock, and, of course, joined by the ever-scrumptious Mr. Spencer Tracy. How are you, sir?
You know, with an intro like that, I can't be anything but happy, Doc.
Yeah, I know. I don't mean scrumptious in the weird way. I mean it in, you know, the metaphysical sense.
There's like a metaphysical scrumptious?
Oh.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm loving that. Well, I hope you had a great week.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's been a good week. It's about to get really, really cold here in New York. The whole upper Midwest right now is about to suffer really, really horribly. We've got some negative, you know, 20, 30 degree weather coming through there. So that should be interesting for the upper Midwest region. So for all of our friends in the upper Midwest region, bundle up this week because it's going to be a rough one.
Yeah, so much for global warming, eh?
Not in the upper Midwest. No siree.
Let's cover a little bit of entertainment news before we jump into the show. Of course, this week, this Thursday night, is the last appearance by William Peterson on CSI. That'll be this Thursday night. They're replacing him with Morpheus, Lawrence Fishburne, which ought to be really cool.
Yeah, that guy was making a ton of money doing that show, too. So hopefully he's retiring in style. Good for him.
I think he's still going to be behind the scenes with production and producing and stuff like that. So he'll be, you know, he may pop in from time to time, which would be kind of cool.
That's fantastic. He was really good on the show. What else do we have coming up this week? The last season of Battlestar Galactica, or the last few episodes, rather.
Yeah. They're wrapping up the series, so we'll find out who's the last Cylon. And, you know, I really enjoyed this show. And I got my wife watching this show, and she's not... she wasn't a sci-fi freak, but now I've got her watching all these great shows, and that was one of her favorites. So, of course, there's some disappointment around the Tracy household concerning the end of Battlestar Galactica.
Have to have an end of Battlestar Galactica party or something.
Yeah, I'll invite my favorite Cylons over.
That's the way to roll. Also, the last, I think the final season, no, there are two more, one more. Anyways, next season of Lost coming up very soon. Can't wait for that. That's a favorite of mine. Really excited to see what's going to happen on the island and off the island, and if they're going to go back, and it's exciting. I'm very excited.
Yeah, the eighth season of American Idol kicking off this week, so that's going to be good. And from the promos, it actually looks like they have some very talented people signing up for that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, I'll only watch the auditions. I can't watch the rest of it. It just kind of drives me crazy. Ryan Seacrest makes me want to tear things apart and kill people.
You know, I thought it was just me, but yeah, it's just that kind of, I don't know. I'm not a big Ryan Seacrest fan. He's never done anything to me personally, but just I'm not into it. So I'm just not that into you, Ryan.
Yeah, you know, his goofy ass just drives me crazy. You know, and I have no problem with him either. I mean, he's never, you know, pooped on my parade or come over and spray painted my house or anything. I'm not upset at him. He just drives me nuts, that's all.
And, of course, the coolest show is back on TV, which is 24 with Jack Bauer.
That's right. Out of the drunk tank and back into 24. Here we go.
Keeper did his time. I mean, he didn't say a word. It wasn't like one of these Paris Hilton, I'm drunk and I'm going to spend 48 hours in jail in my one-month sentence and I'm out. No, it's so tough. You know, Keeper did the entire sentence, kept his mouth shut, said thank you, walked out, and went on with his business. I mean, that's the mark of a true man right there.
It's the longest day of my life.
There you go. Well, it sounds like a very, very hot week of television coming up here, and thank goodness for it. That's great. It's time these shows started back up again.
And speaking of hot, it's now time to start the 40th show of the BTS Mix.
What are you waiting for?
This is the BTS Mix Show.
Great.
Now,
let's get started.
With Spencer Tracy and Doc Hancock.
Yeah, I can't believe that we've already turned 40. That's crazy. That's crazy to me. Soon we'll have a midlife crisis or a mid-show length time of being on air crisis or something. I don't know. We'll have some sort of crisis for sure. But in the meantime, we have a birthday here around BTS and, of course, one of our favorite members, and it's Access Denied's birthday. And actually, happy birthday, Access Denied. And Zeiss and Five writes in, happy birthday, Access Denied. We'll break out the party hats and the rum. Access Denied's birthday is coming soon. I just wanted to make this thread a little early so we could get out all of our birthday wishes out to this wonderful woman known to us here as Access Denied. Happy birthday, my dear friend. You have done so much good here and other places online that you well deserve others to step up and wish you the best. Now, I'm not going to ask how old you are, but I will ask you this. How many spankings are you going to get this year? Don't worry, I have a fluffy, fuzzy paddle. And, of course, being the internet, we can post pictures of fluffy, fuzzy paddles, which just looks delightful. Just kidding. Anyways, I wish you a happy birthday and many more to come to my favorite chick on the web. Have any cool plans on your birthday? So, happy birthday to Access Denied. Very special member here on BTS, and we all wish her many more, of course.
If you need help with the spankings, Doc and I volunteer.
Well, I do. I'm horrible at them. I'll probably throw something out of joint or something. Knowing me, I'm pretty clumsy.
You got to do it just real easy. It's like spank and spank and. Okay, I should stop now.
That's disturbing.
Not that I have any practice doing that. All right, let's jump over to the next thread, and this one is in the general chit chat forum. Who is your celebrity double, Doc? I love this particular thread because I think we all have our own celebrity doubles.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting, and there's really something to it. It's very, very strange, you know, especially people who look dead like him and get people coming up to him all the time saying, "Are you blah, 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 blah?" And this is posted by SC2099, and it says, "Who's your celebrity double? Who is a celebrity you most resemble? Do you have a famous face? Post a pic of the famous person you look like here." I'll go first, of course. The celebrity I most resemble is Maya, of course, the R&B singer. You might remember her from the late 90s. The only difference is I have a smaller mouth, but the resemblance is about 95%. And that's great, SC2099. I think Maya is incredibly attractive, so rock and roll if that's your celebrity double. I'm more of a, let's see, probably a cross between Jabba the Hutt and that little thing that sat next to Jabba the Hutt and laughed while he ate fish or whatever. Yeah, that guy, yeah.
I actually have a celebrity double, and I dressed up like him like two Halloweens ago, but nobody knew who I was. It was Simon Pegg when he was in Hot Fuzz. I'm like a thicker, heavier version of Simon Pegg.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, that's a good celebrity double for you. I think that's very fitting.
If you've got a celebrity double or you'd like to see some pictures of some of the folks they posted here, and there's some great ones, then please make your way over to the General Chit Chat Forum. Who is your celebrity double?
Very, very nice. And that brings us kind of conveniently, I guess, into our music forum. And this comes in from Schrodinger's Dog, one of our favorite BTS members around here. And it says, French pop rock anthems. First things first, let it be recognized and acknowledged right here and right now that our friend Helmut is the music guru in this forum. This thread exists in no small part as a result of both the indirect inspiration and the direct encouragement he has provided me. That being said, as many are making an effort to share and represent music from all over the world, I thought that I would provide a thread of great French music, and all contributions are welcome. Let me start off with a classic, Plastic Bertrand, Kaplan pour moi. And I don't speak French, so I have no idea what that means. But if you're into French music, this is the thread for you, people.
I mean, they are posting a ton of these on here, and I guess the next headline would be, oh my God, the French have pop rock anthems.
Yeah, crazy, right? Who would have thunk it? You know, you always imagine, you know, like a nice violin or, you know, something very stereotypical that was coming to my mind right now. But, you know, it's fantastic, and what a great little piece of musical culture to bring to the site. Way to go.
Right now, I'm looking through I want to say pop rock, but I guess that is pop rocks. But I'm looking through the anthems right now to see if there's anyone singing about French taxi drivers ignoring anyone who's wearing blue jeans in Paris.
Have you had an experience with this?
Yes, but I'll save that for another show.
Yes. We'll save the French-American connection for another time.
All right, so if you want to check this out and you are amazed that the French have pop rock anthems, then please check out this forum in music, the French pop rock. I'm just retarded when I can't speak this way. The French pop rock anthem forum.
Yeah, it makes me want to take a big old mouthful of pop rocks and then drink some Coke and see if I explode. That'd be fun.
I think Mentos would be more fun. I'd like eat a whole bunch of Mentos and then chug some Diet Coke and then just like bleh, just like projectile vomit Diet Coke. That would be sweet.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right. Speaking of things that are will make you want to projectile vomit, this is breaking news. Dead baby hidden in plane luggage. In other words, a woman tried to sneak a dead baby on a plane. This happened. It's originally posted by Tiza JW in the Breaking General News Forum. And from Papua New Guinea, police have arrested a woman attempting to carry a dead baby in her hand luggage on an internal flight. Police in PNG Capital Port Moresby
were called to the airport today when security discovered the dead baby in the woman's traditional string bag. The unnamed woman's husband fled the scene while police made the arrest.
Oh, geez. You know, this is that article that makes you go, what in the hell is wrong with the world? What's going on around here? Has everybody gone crazy? That's what this makes me think, at least.
The other thing is, Doc, you know, we, and I'm guilty of this, I have an American, Central America, well, not a Central America, but a mid-American type mindset a lot, and we forget that cultures around the world handle things differently. For example, if you had a dead child and you couldn't afford the transportation cost on a jet to take this person back home or this infant back home to be buried, you might just have a crazy idea and go, hey, I'm going to put this in my bag and just try to get through the can you imagine, though, what the screener thought when he reaches into the bag and, oh my gosh.
Well, yeah, but the only argument I have to your comment there, Spencer, is that, first of all, if this was in Papua New Guinea and this was an internal flight within Papua New Guinea, clearly if she's being arrested in Papua New Guinea, regardless of any cultural differences, it's still illegal to carry around a dead baby in your handbag, for crying out loud.
And before we leave this thread, if you'd like to read some of the interesting comments, or you'd like to leave your own in this particular forum, I will leave you with this. Just remember, if you're in New Guinea, you cannot have carry-on in your bag. All right. Well.
No.
That was just wrong, I know. We'll be back with more of the BTS Mix Show right after this.
Hey, everyone. This is Doc Hancock along with my partner Spencer Tracy, and we're the hosts of the BTS Mix Show on BelowTopSecret.com. Along with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous with the ATS Mix and Martin Bain and Homer Fife with the Above Politics Show, we've all made it extremely easy to subscribe to all of our shows. Each show thread now has two shortcuts where, when clicked, will take you to an area where you can either download the shows with iTunes or with our RSS feed. Remember, your subscription helps bring our intelligent community to the entire world. So come join us all. Deny ignorance with the ATS Mix Show with hosts Johnny Anonymous and Dave Rabbit. Deny apathy with the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Homer Fife. And deny boredom with the BTS Mix Show with me, Doc Hancock, and co-host Spencer Tracy. And don't forget to flag, star, and dig the show you're listening to right now. Be part of the revolution. The Above Network, LLC.
The BTS Mix Show.
It's enjoyable, and it serves an important purpose.
Now back to Spencer and Doc.
Welcome back to the BTS Mix Show number 40. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. And referring back to our last story where the woman was arrested for having a dead baby in her handbag, said that her husband fled the scene while police made the arrest. And it looks like maybe this was the guy that fled the scene, as we have another breaking news story that is sure to shock everybody. This one comes in from Yanko13. And man, oh man, is this so hilariously tragic. I can't even believe it. I'll just read the article. A man accused of selling daughter for cash, beer, and meat. Police have arrested a Greenfield man for allegedly arranging to sell his 14-year-old daughter in marriage in exchange for $16,000, 100 cases of beer, and several cases of meat. Police said they only learned of the deal after the 36-year-old man went to them to get his daughter back because payment wasn't made as promised. The man was arrested Sunday on suspicion of human trafficking. Officers also arrested an 18-year-old man on suspicion of statutory rape. Investigators believe that the girl went willingly with the man, but she's under California legal age of consent and can't legally marry. Police say arranged marriages involving underage girls have become a problem in this small Central Coast farming community. How do you broker that deal? Do you come in and it's like, all right, I want $20,000, 120 cases of meat, and 100 cases of beer? And they're like, no, why don't we say $16,000, 100 cases of beer, and several cases of meat? Just several.
You know, this is one of those ones, again, where we almost have to, and this thread took a direction that I really didn't consider until I saw some of the postings here. And one of those directions is, you know, we have a tremendous amount of immigrants coming in, and their cultural differences, they keep. They're keeping. They're not adopting an American quote unquote way of life where they're really observing our cultural mores, or they're making their own. And daughters get sold in other parts of the world. I mean, that happens. And over here in America, we think, oh, well, that's just horrible. But see, we're looking at it from a Western mindset. We're not looking at it from a world mindset and other cultures and other societies around the world. When they come over here, sometimes they just don't drop those. They keep them. And that may be what happened here.
Well, man, what a deal, though. And I got to give the guy credit. At least it's a decent deal. I mean, 16 grand in cash, 100 cases of beer, and a bunch of meat. I mean, that sounds like a party for everyone.
You know, if he got a plasma TV, he'd be rocking.
He should have thrown that into the deal. And one plasma television.
Time to read our disclaimer. I'm seeing the red light flash. The BTS Mix Show does not approve of any human trafficking. This message brought to you by our attorneys at the Above Networks, LLC.
Unless it's for lots of cash, beer, and meat.
And a plasma TV, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, jumping over to the general chit-chat forum, the most loved and hated avatars. Now, these are basically, if you don't know what an avatar is, or maybe you're new to BTS or ATS, if you look over on the left-hand side when you sign in, you'll see different avatars, different artwork that people have come up with or had designed for them for the site, which kind of displays their personality. And Foofstar has posted, I can only describe it as nauseating and disturbing. His new avatar, and it makes me want to have a fit. Some kind of, you know, like when video games flash brightly too fast, that's kind of what it's making me feel like. And he posts, most loved and hated avatars. Hi, BTS. I want to submit my new avatar as the soon-to-be most hated avatar on ATS. Well, we'll put slash BTS, too. You won't be able to keep a straight face, let alone concentrate on the article to the right of the scary self-puppeting lunch lady. Whose avatars do you love and why? Whose confuse you, drive you crazy, or simply irritate you? This is not an attack on members because of their avatars, far from it. It is to have a bit of harmless fun talking about, comparing, and offering suggestions on everyone's e-face.
Well, Foofstar, I got to say, that crazy lunch lady is going to give me a damn stroke. That's all I can say about that. So I give it two thumbs down for yours.
Oh, gosh. I mean, that is kind of weird. And then, of course, right after that, now underscore then post. Yep, that's rather annoying, of course. And then he has the cute little picture of George W. And a little, what is that on his head? Is that some kind of, is that like a bomb on his head? What is that?
Looks like a Russian mamushka.
Okay, maybe that's what it is, with a fuse. Yeah. So anyway, that's definitely one that's worth mentioning. I like what Pretty Vacant put, and I love Pretty Vacant's avatar. It's spinning me out. This is my new avatar. Thanks, Ashley D. Evidently, Ashley D. comes up with some great avatars.
Yeah, I mean, and if you go around ATS here and BTS, there are some really, really clever ones. And I'll reiterate that Ashley D. does do some very, very nice work. There's a lot of members here. I know Semper Fortis does a lot of really nice work for avatars. And most of these people are willing to really help you out. So if you're having problems getting a good avatar up and you're not happy with the way it looks, reach out. You know, they will help you.
And I want to make mention of this as one of our members did. And I think who posted this? Badger Prince posted, I think I've got to give it to Mo Puss Invictus as the evil little hairless cat. I think the puppet lady will get the ADD award. But yeah, the hairless cat, definitely a mention for disturbing.
Yeah, absolutely. That one's going to give me nightmares for a few months, I think.
All right, so if you have a favorite avatar or the most loathed avatar, please post it in the general chit-chat forum, Most Loved and Hated Avatars.
Hey, Spencer, can you smell that?
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I had Mexican food for lunch.
No, it smells like a Super Bowl. And this is posted in from Nick57. It says, two more games until we bring the hardware home. Phillies and Eagles in the same year. Are you serious? Go Eagles. And I think by his post, you can tell that Nick537 is definitely an Eagles fan. And Access Tonight chimes in. Hey, Nick, I'm cheering. I watched the game yesterday. Got my official Eagles hat. Lombozo, the big bonehead, got me hooked. Start planning the street parties. And I'll throw in my little interjection. Go Steelers all the way. After the way they trampled over the Chargers yesterday, top seed team in the pick, man, Steelers all the way.
It's going to be an interesting Northern Super Bowl for us folks down here in the South with some of our favorite teams. Nah, not so happy. And by the way, I guess Lombozo is a big Eagles fan.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he had that big post about Philly cheesesteaks, which was a big deal. So you can definitely tell that Limbozo's from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So if you have a pick or you'd like to comment, or if you're not an Eagles fan, well, please post in general chit chat.
Can you smell that? Mmm, smells like victory. Mmm, smells like a Super Bowl. Mmm.
Mmm, smells like cheese.
Really? I told you I had Mexican food. I'm sorry.
No, no. This leads us into our next topic, which is in food and cooking. And it's posted by Wolf241E. And it's cheese. It's grosser than you thought. And why don't you go ahead and take this one, Spencer? I can tell you're a cheese fan, right?
You know what? Actually, I like a good smoked Gouda. Okay. here we go again. Now cheese is the new quote-unquote evil food. Don't eat cheese because it has quote-unquote unknown bacterial strains in it to make it taste good. Duh. That's the way cheese has been made since the dawn of time. Not sure why the new scare tactic has been put in place. Anyone know? Here's the link, and it goes to MSNBC.com. Okay. Now I guess that the next terrorist thing will involve cutting the cheese.
Yeah, and Dr. Love posts in right after that. Cutting cheese can result in release of gases that are noxious to humans, so that's a definite terrorist threat. And apparently...
Especially in a closed compartment of an airplane.
I was going to say, doing the show with Spencer, I know all about that.
Ooh, yeah. You know, and Wah posts, I never cut the cheese. I just tear big chunks off with my bare hands. Cheese, good. The yellow kind, green, not good.
Yeah, man, you get that big old economy-sized brick of government cheese. That's the way to do it.
Oh, man. You know, there's so many great cheeses out there. Like I said, I liked a good smoked Gouda, but also Velveeta. Make some nachos, pour in some picante sauce, maybe fry up some hamburger meat or sausage and put it in there. That's pretty good. That's not bad. And then one of my favorite things to fix is like a steak strip salad. So you sprinkle your salad in the bowl, and then you fry up your steak. You can marinate it. I like marinating mine, but you cook it really just a little bit over rare, and then slice that up in thin slices, put that on your salad, and then cover that with some goat cheese, and then maybe have some balsamic vinaigrette on the side. Oh, that's like one of my favorite things to eat right now.
Yeah, man, make yourself a good old meat salad. Put some meat on it. You could borrow some meat from our friend who sold his daughter.
Oh, man, that's wrong. That's just wrong. All right, you got
it. He has several cases of it.
So if you feel like cutting up about the cheese, please go to Food and Cooking Cheese. It's grosser than you thought. And I guess the grocer is kind of like a twist on words, like you get it from your grocer, and never mind.
Right.
I guess we can jump over to our next thread, Doc. This thread is in the Entertainment Forum group, and it is, what would you ban from TV? And oh my gosh, I just read this in the news today. You know, Billy Mays. Hi, I'm Billy Mays, and I've got this new thing I want to tell you about. Blah, 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 blah. He's getting his own show on the Discovery Channel.
Oh, is that bearded guy who always runs around selling the OxyClean stuff?
Yeah, I kind of like the ShamWow guy, but he looks more like a carny to me, but he does a great job. But no, Billy Mays is kind of the chunkier guy that, you know, here's where I can't even tell you what he sells, but he just does it loudly.
Well, I know he sells that OxyClean stuff, which apparently works pretty well. And he also sold that Magic Putty, I think it's called. Have you seen that stuff? It comes in a tube, and it's like two separate tubes, and once you mix the stuff together, you can literally like apply it to anything, and it bonds.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, man, I just don't know if that stuff works. And sure enough, I was at a barbecue at my friend Dave's house, and on Dave's grill, the handle had busted off. So he literally made a putty handle out of this stuff, attached it to the top of the grill, and it works, man. It's unbelievable. I mean, you know how hot a grill top gets. This stuff still is bonded on there, and it made a great handle. It's like solid as heck. It's not going to come unattached either. So maybe there's something to this stuff, man. Maybe we need to pay more attention to this gentleman.
I have to say, I've used that putty on some stuff before, and it does work great. So, back to our thread, though. This is posted by Dante's Lost. What would you ban from TV? So, if you had the opportunity to just ban one thing from TV, what would it be? My answer is rather predictable, but that's only because I hate them so damn much. The answer, of course, is adverts. There are many, many things I hate about them, but the two biggest things are they go on forever and ever, and every channel has them on at the same time. Well, I have to say, being in the business that I'm in, and Doc being in the business that you're in, advertisement pays the bills, and it allows these great programs to have a budget that you can, you know, it looks good. I mean, they can do more stuff with the money that they make. But yeah, I mean, sometimes the advertisements are a little over the top. One of my least favorites, I would have to say, is what was the head on? Head on, apply directly to the forehead. Head on. And they just kept driving that and driving that. And it's like, okay, I hate that. Yes, it's stuck in my mind, but you pissed me off so much, I will never, ever buy your product.
Yeah, I don't care how much my head hurts. I don't care how much my back hurts. I don't care how much any body part of mine ever hurts. I will never, ever, ever buy head on. That's just crazy. That's craziness. And you know, their first commercial, oh, you've really got me started now, Spencer. Their first commercial was bad enough. Head on, apply directly to the forehead. Head on, apply directly to the forehead. And then they make a second one to make fun of the first one by bringing out the ugliest, scariest man you could ever find in your entire life, the man who haunts your nightmares, to come out and say, head on, I hate the commercials, but I love the product. And he's all creepy and stuff. And it's like, who are the ad people for head on? Who came up with this? I want to destroy them. And you're right, I will boycott the product. I will not buy it. Even if all the rest of the shelves in the place were completely cleared off of every other painkiller known to man, I still would not touch it, even if I had the worst headache in the entire world. Shame on you, head on, for haunting my dreams, damn it.
So if you have something that just drives you nuts and you cannot stand, or you'd like to see banned from TV, well, please post in the television forum, what would you ban from TV? All right, Doc, we've got just a few minutes left, so I guess let's go ahead and do the BTS Mix screen test.
I didn't know you were an opera singer, Spencer. That's pretty good, man. You should take that on the road.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So, you know what? I love the screen test that you're coming up with, Doc. And, of course, I would like to say a big hidey-ho neighbor to... You know, I'm just picking on you because that's what you always say, and it's really funny. But I think that who do we have win last time? Was it Rush that won our?
Yeah, it was.
All right, good, good. Rush won last week's BTS screen test, and the answer was Brad Pitt. And we gave lots of different references to that. If you'd like to check out the question, of course, download show number 39 on the site. By the way, speaking of download, before we go any further and jump into the screen test, don't forget you can subscribe to any of our podcasts on iTunes or subscribe through the RSS feed. Okay, now that that's done, let's jump into the BTS Mix screen test.
Yeah, and I want to do something kind of fun with this one this week. Not that they aren't always just a big old barrel of fun. But what I'd like to do this week is there is a recurring theme that I try and integrate in all of my BTS Mix screen tests. And this, of course, excludes Spencer's audio sound clips because they don't follow the exact same recurring theme that I use. But there's something about all of my screen tests, at least all the ones within recent memory. And if somebody can explain what that is, what I use as a reference to build these questions, it's worth an extra 1,000 BTS points. So this is a two-part thing. If you get the screen test correct, and I think this is a pretty good one, you'll get 5,000 BTS mix points. If you can guess what the recurring theme is in all these questions and how I go about choosing them, then you'll get an extra 1,000 BTS mix points. So if you get both of them right, you can get up to 6,000 BTS mix screen points this week, and I think that's pretty good. Let's move right on into the BTS Mix screen test for this week, and it goes a little something like this. A true outlaw at heart, this actor has made a lot of people's day, being a very solid actor through and through, even as a singing cowboy. How much would you bet on his talent? I would bet $1 million, baby. Who's this actor? And it could be worth 5,000 BTS Mix points for you.
That does it for this 40th edition of the BTS Mix Show. Hope you have a great week. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. Be good to one another.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.